Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Thank you for making us part of your home. It is cold. It is Halloween, which means you're playing a lot of the Monster Mash today. Right now.
Good evening.
That's right. You thought that this was like a normal show. It's not. It's the Halloween show. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging out.
He did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the Monster Mash from my laboratory in the Cassidy's to the master bedroom with a vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode. They did the mash. They did the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. They caught on in a flash. They did the Monster Mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking all the things.
There's going to be all kinds of time to listen to this on WMFO in Medford. But every single song is a curated Halloween song today. Let's have a great time.
Asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand, it's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach, when your friends they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release.
Oh, it's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. Here it is. There it is. Oh, yeah. What else could it be? What else could it be? Especially if you like, what are you going to like listen to the radio for if not for this reason? The chaotic seasonal vibes of like local radio. I'd like to see a podcast replicate what exactly is going on right here. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Three songs. Phoebe Bridgers, Halloween. Interpol, Evil. Yeah, yeah, yes. Date with a Night. Three songs starting out strong. Okay. Let's talk real quick about Halloween costumes. Over the years, I've made many mistakes. Okay? I'm somebody who comes home and instead of, like, you know, being happy about being at a party and hanging out with my friends, no. I'll sit there and I'll do an in-depth evaluation of my choices in Halloween costume. I've come to three conclusions, three very specific rules that I adhere to now. Rule number one, this is like right here, you know, be creatively relevant, okay? This kind of like coincides with rule number two, but first is be creatively relevant. You want to be something that somebody knows what it is, okay? What I do is I try to, like, you know, you look through pop culture, a lot of people, you know, I think the Barbieheimer thing is probably played out at this point, you know, but you want to grab on to something that's happening and you want to make sure that you're like sort of replicating that. So somebody is like, oh yeah, okay, yeah. You know, it's a chance to sort of like display your creative, I don't know, like relevantism, your relevance. Yeah, it's that's what it is. Nailed that one. Your creative relevance is rule number one. Okay, rule number two, be comfortable. Okay, comfort is big. All right, I remember this was the first rule ever made. Actually, you go back to 10-year-old Nate walking around the streets of Trace Crossings, Birmingham, Alabama. All right, the one year I went as an alien, I was like, it was black turtleneck, black pants, black shoes, and then I had an alien mask. It took about 3 seconds before me realize this plastic alien mask. I'm just gonna be breathing into it. The condensation on the inside was crazy. It was awful. So I was like, I can't wear this thing. I can't even wear this thing for the brief time that it takes for me to like put it on and ring the doorbell and do trick or treating. Because also, when you're 10, trick or treating is like a marathon. You got your pillowcase and you're literally just sprinting from house to house with your friends and a mad rush for candy extraction. Now, here's the thing: you do all this stuff and all of a sudden, if you have a costume that has some like really specific thing that you need, here, I'm gonna restart the Monster Mash because I need this in the background. So, if you've got a costume where you've got some really specific thing like this mask that you need to wear, but it's really uncomfortable and you have to take it off, then all of a sudden the whole thing is in shambles. Because I would show up to people's houses and they're like, "Who are you, Steve Jobs?" There's just like one black turtleneck, and it's like, no, I'm an alien, and they're like, lame costume, kid. I'm gonna still give you this candy because, like, you know, I'm not a jerk, but I, you know. Anyway, rule number two, be comfortable. That's the big, be comfortable. Rule number three, this is forever known as the Scott Sutton rule, okay? I had this friend in college, Scott Sutton, who every year during the Halloween parties we would go to, he would dress as a realistic zombie. Now, on paper, great idea. But in execution, this zombie costume was insane. Okay? It was so realistic. I guess just accurate. That it was very hard to look at him during the parties. I'd be over there talking to him and I'm like, Scott, I can't even look you in the eye because like one of them's falling out and your face is melting off. And the whole thing is just very unsettling. And so this rule is basically like, you know, be something that's a little bit like, do yourself and others some favors. That if it's this giant complicated thing, a friend last year was one of those ones where it had a fan involved and it had this big like blow up thing. It was very hard to maneuver around this person in a crowded party. It's one of those where it's not necessarily a comfort thing, but it's definitely necessarily like the comfort of others type of thing. So this also kind of extends too to if you have to hold anything, or if you're holding two things, or again too, some giant mask that you have to maybe put somewhere, that kind of stuff. This is one of those like streamline your appearance or your like participation in a way that really kind of helps. So that's it. Be relevant, be comfortable, and you know, do yourself and some others some favors, and be nothing so complicated that it really disrupts from what is essentially a really fun holiday that is great. We just kind of invented Halloween, you know? It's just like we're all going to dress up, and that's the deal. We're going to have great parties. I think the Halloween party is the best party of the year, hands down. It's a lot of fun. The trick-or-treating element of it is great. Obviously, that's like one of those things that kind of emerges when you move back into the suburbs, and that's kind of where I'm at again. So I'm looking forward to the trick-or-treating, and I decorated my house this year. That was a lot of fun. But anyway, have a great time out there. Let's get back to the music.
Ooh, 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 from my nightmare. The shadow in the background of the moor. The unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if we want, where you can always find me. And we'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
Still with the bracelet on, still with the bracelet on. Oh yeah, you and me get the chills at the same time. Who would have thought the exact vibrations? On the outside I was fine, but inside I was all torn. Yeah, how do you think that felt? How do you think that felt for me? Yeah. Tracy, or should I call you Anne-Marie? We went flying. But inside I was all torn up. that felt? How do you think that felt for me? Yeah, how do you think that felt? How do you think that felt for me? Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm finding all kinds of versions of the Monster Mash back here, back in the depths of WMFO's Rivendell Music Library. I got a PSA for you real quick. Autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year here to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. We listen to I Am Easy to Find, the National, Blink-182's I Miss You, you knew that one, and Raining by the Front Bottoms, all carrying vivid descriptions of things that you are doing during Halloween. So now, you ask me, Nate, what makes a great Halloween song? I think a great Halloween song is the song that captures the description of Halloween in any sort of specific form. For example, Raining the Front Bottoms, that begins with him sort of being checked out of a hospital in the rain and like walking around aimlessly. I don't know what Halloween has ever been for you, but there's always this sort of build up. I know what I'm going to be or go to these parties and stuff like that. But then always at the end of the night or something like that, there's this like weird aimlessness where sort of the magic of Halloween like kind of sweeps by a little bit. And then you get back to like, all right, it's the world, and here I am just like dressed as Ben Gibbard, and nobody knows who I am, and I'm just sort of like meandering home. And like, what is this? You know? Like what are we all doing here? That question is really adequately grabbed by the Front Bottoms. I Miss You by Blink-182 obviously contains the lyrics, we can live like Jack and Sally. I don't know what is more Halloween than that. If you've ever watched the music video for that song, that is also like a very much like gothic Halloween inspired Nightmare Before the Christmas. And it's also just like an awesome freaking song, and it's been too long since I've played any more other Blink-182 songs. And then also I Am Easy to Find by The National. What else is more Halloween than looking around for your friends at certain places? Everyone has a party that they're going to. It's never the same party. So you gotta find your friends. You gotta find who your friends are dressed as, especially if they're in some complicated, realistic zombie costume. You can't tell who it is. You also don't want to look at it too long because it's kind of freaking you out. You know how it is. Halloween is the best. Halloween's the best because it asks all these questions of us. And there's not like this pre-existing sort of like infrastructure. We made up Halloween. I mean, yes, you can go back to like the solstices and there's more serious holidays in other countries and stuff like that. But as far as just like, we're going to walk around, here's like the deal with all the, you know, costumes and whatever, that is made up. And that's kind of great. Also, the whole candy thing kind of came about because like Halloween used to be a big time prank holiday, and the candy thing was like essentially a compromise with this union of kids in like the 30s to be like, look, don't trash our houses, we'll give you candy to like not do that. It was like essentially ceding to the youth mob, which if anything, that's a celebration of organizational power. And with all the strikes going on right now, I think Halloween could really take on a real like sort of Teamsters vibe as well. Something to think about in this next set. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. burst and disconnect till there was little feeling. Please work with what is.
Hey, what's up? We are back. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose, and you are listening to the definitive indie rock playlist for Halloween. The last set was Cruel by St. Vincent, Electric Field by MGMT, and Ghosts of Beverly Drive by Death Cab for Cutie. Obviously, the first and last of that three-song set make a lot of sense. Why, Nate, did you put Electric Feel in there by MGMT? If you've ever watched that music video, that is a depiction of the greatest Halloween party you've ever seen in your life. It's like in the woods, everyone's kind of dressed up in like oddly matching, but definitely their own specific types of costumes. There's like an animatronic band that's a little bit creepy. The entire thing happens underneath a full moon, at one point I think it's like shot with an arrow and then falls down and then it's filled with honey or something like that. It's great. Watch that music video and be like, we're going to try to recreate that. You still got one more night this year to do it, so go ahead and try. Anyway, a couple more songs here. If you want to call into the station, 855-915-WMFO, or just text me, because chances are, if you're listening to the show, you also might remember. Thank you so much for listening, and let's take a bet. We got a few more to cram in here before we hand it over. All right. I hope you're doing well. Also, as pointed out recently, it is freezing cold in the studio once again, despite the fact that it's like also 30 degrees outside. Okay, a sunny 30. However, it's also like 45 inside the studio because everything needs to be ice cold for all of the electronics to work at a supreme optimum, you know, like capacity, whatever, optimization. That's, all right, let's get back. Now everything is cool. That's a part of the band. My Monster Mash.
town I can always go down, down my nose.
thank you so much for listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the final song of the Halloween set list. Have a wonderful, safe evening tonight. If you're going out and trick-or-treating, just, watch out for cars, watch out for each other. Thank you for listening. A wonderful week. This has been Fast and Loose with Nate, WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great one-hour show lined up for you today. We'll include lots of new stuff, recent release, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from Madness, Velocity Girl, and Golden Earring. And I have new tunes from Sugar Soap, Kaiser Chiefs, and Roast Apple. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune in to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Nancy Shipper. This is Corner Store here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Do you ever get the shakes when I'm not around? 'Cause I get the shakes when you're not around and I need you here. Do you ever lose control? I'm
wonder why we're here.